Creative Tourist is here in Manchester Museum's New Living Worlds Gallery with Steve Backshall, who is probably well known to everybody as a naturalist and writer, but really well known as a BBC Wildlife presenter of programmes like the Really Wild Show. And you're currently on CBBC with Steve Backshall's Deadliest 60. Mm-hmm. So welcome to Manchester, Steve.
Thank you very much.
What impresses you most about Manchester Museum's New Living World Gallery?
I think the most impressive thing really is how it's laid out. There's obviously been an enormous amount of thought put into how things are done here. It's very different to a conventional museum where you see all the artifacts and really they're little more than identifying them. And it will be very much done by classification, by old-fashioned Linnaean taxonomics, really. Whereas here, each different exhibit is set out in a theme which is going to encourage the people that come in here to think about things far more broadly, really. So each case will have a whole collection of animals, but with an overriding theme, like, for example, how human beings have utilized animals in the past, or perhaps the myths and mythologies that surround animals. And I think it's a much more engaging kind of way of putting a museum together. It requires the viewer to not just look, but to think.
So do you think that the new gallery will really help people to connect a lot more with the natural world, that they won't have that barrier between them and really thinking about, you know, different species and what's happening to them?
I think for an enormous amount of, I'm very lucky, really. I get to travel for a living and see all the animals we've got around us here in these cases. I get to see them for real in their natural habitat. Very, very few people have that kind of privilege. And for many, many people, the first time they experience wildlife in any sense is going to be somewhere like this. And so it's really important that when they do, it's in a positive sense, and also that it's just making them think a little bit more about context, a little bit more about not just how an animal looks, but the environment it comes from, the things that affect it, the dangers that might be facing it in the future. So yeah, I think that this is a very stimulating way of putting together a museum, and I think it'll be very, very helpful.
Brilliant. So you've travelled across the world, as you said, quite extensively. You must have some really strong opinions about, the fact that human beings have the great potential to destroy habitats and different species. What one thing do you think that people could do to help preserve the planet for future generations?
Unfortunately, the most overriding threat that faces our planet is population pressure. Every single other thing that is facing, that is troubling our environments, is down to that one root cause. And actually, there's nothing that any individual can do to actually stem the tide of the increasing population of the planet. But what we can do is think about what we personally, individually, are capable of doing. And really, the overarching theme is to consider impact, is to consider what impact every single one of your actions has, every single thing you do, everything you buy, everything you throw away, every journey you take, what impact could that have on the planet? And once you start thinking like that, I mean, it sounds like it's something that could be, you know, a terribly dull and, you know, harsh way of thinking about life, but I do it, and I still consider myself to be a pretty happy person. But just thinking about, you know, how long you need to run your water for when you're having a shave, or you know, whether you recycle the rubbish you use or whether you stick it in your garbage bin, all of these things have an impact. So always considering what we do and the impacts that it have is incredibly important.
Well, thanks very much, Steve, and thanks for spending a bit of time talking to us. And as you can tell, it's about to be the launch of the new galleries. So hope you enjoy the rest of the evening here in Manchester.
I'm sure I will, and I wish you every success.
Thank you.